We're up to the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Itmar. Meish Besoch Shloshim. We're talking about a child, Pashtus, that we're not sure whether Kalulo Chadoshev or not. In other words, not sure if he's a 7 month, 8 month, or 9th month baby. Maybe had born in the 8th month and then is considered a Nathal. And he hasn't yet lived 830 days. So the baby died within 30 days, the omdo v'niskatcha, and the father had died, the baby's father died, and the mother, and there was a brother and no children except for this child, and the woman now gave birth after the father's death, and if there's a baby, then there's no yibum or chalitza, she's pater from, she can marry anybody she wants. If there is no baby, then she has to either have yibum with the dead father's brother, or she has to get chalitza. So what happened if she, what's it called, she had this baby, but the baby died within 30 days? V'omdo v'niskadcha, and she now went and was makabel kedushin from somebody. So he married her. So again, if this baby is considered a live baby, then it's fine. Her kedushin is fine kedushin. If the baby is not a live baby, then it's also for her to get married until she'll have chalitza. So what happens? Om Ravina, Mishmei de Rava. So Ravina said in the name of Rava, Im Eishes Yisrael he, if she's the wife of a regular Jew, meaning now, this new husband. If this new husband is a regular Jew, not a Kohen, then chaletzes, then get chalitza. What's going to hurt? Before she has nesuin. As before he, what's it called, finishes off the marriage and consummates it, so she should get chalitza from the brother of her deceased husband. And it doesn't hurt, right? Manavshach. If the baby was, what's it called, was alive, she doesn't need chalitza. It doesn't hurt to have somebody, to spit at somebody and take off his shoe, right, and go through chalitza. If the baby was not considered alive, she needs chalitza. And now she got chalitza. So now she can get married, finish off the marriage without any problem. Emacious. That's what he said. Emacious Yisrael. If the man that she, what's it called, that she married now is a Yisrael, then this is what to do. Emacious Kohen, he. What happens, though, if she was Niskadish to a Kohen? So now if she gets Chalitza, she can't live with the Kohen. Because, what's it called? Because a Chalutza is also to a Kohen. Tosa says not so much that she can't get married to him, but it's that it's going to give bad, people are going to think badly of the children that come out. In any case, that's not no negatos really. In any case, so what's it called? Pashtus, the reason is, as Rashi seems to learn, that if she got married to a Kohen, he won't be able to consummate the marriage if she gets chalitza, because she'll be usher to him because of a chalitza. So then, what's it called? Imeshes kohen he ain't a chalitza. Then we can assume that the baby was a live baby, right? We don't have to be machmer. And what's it called? Then she doesn't get chalitza. Okay, meaning that even though the baby died within 30 days, still, what's it called? It's considered a viable baby, right? At least min ha-Torah. And in order not to cause her problems with being able to marry this man that she married, she doesn't, what's it called, she doesn't get chalitza. She doesn't need chalitza. Rav Shravya Mishmei the Rava Omar, Rav Shravya in the name of Rava said, Achazu v'achazu choletzes. Both of them have to have chalitza. And it's tough luck that she won't be able to marry the Kohen, right? But she can't get married to anyone without the chalitza because the baby, since it died within 30 days, and we're not sure whether it was a full-term baby or not, the baby basically is at least a Suffolk Nathal, and therefore she's a Suffolk Yavama, and she has to have chalitza before she can marry to anybody else. Omer le Ravina le Rav Shravya, Beursa Omer Rav Ahochi. Ravina said to Rav Shravya, you're right. You were at the shir at night when Rava said what you said. That Ashes, what the, both of them, both an Ashes Kohen and an Ashes Israel needs chalitza, right? Letzafra Hoderbe, but you didn't come to the shir in the morning. In the morning, Rava retracted what he said, and he said what I said. that if it's an Eishes Kohen, she doesn't need chalitza, and if it's an Eishes Israel, then Michum the Chumra, we give her chalitza. Amar Lei, Shiru Suha, you were matter this woman to what's it called to get married now without chalitza. Yehi Rava the Tishru Tarba. May it be Hashem's will that one day you're matter chalev too. In other words, this is something that's osur, just as osur is chalev. And what's it called? I don't believe that Rava retracted. You didn't hear the shir well. And I stand with what I said, that Rava would never be matter her to get married without chalitza. Rashi. The omdom is meis havlad, besof tamik, lilei daso. The baby died within 30 days. V'lo hayelo avi ben elohu. And there was no other children, right? The deceased husband didn't leave any other children except this baby who died within 30 days. The nolad la'achar misasavit, he was born after the father died. The al yado hayu potrin imo min achalitza. Through this baby, the mother would have been potter from chalitza. Im hayu bar kayama, if he's a viable child. If he's not, if he's considered a nafo, then he's not considered a child. So the father died without children. And afterwards, she thought the kid was a viable kid, right? And the halacha is that she had a kid. She doesn't have to wait for the yavam. And she went and she accepted kedushin from somebody, okay? But they didn't consummate the marriage. If the person that she got married to now, the new husband, is a Yisrael, so he's allowed to consummate the marriage with a chalutza, then choletzas, minasofik. Then what's the problem? Let her have chalitza, misofik, just in case the kid is not considered a viable kid, and therefore she needs chalitza. The achar kach tinase, and then let her finish off the marriage with this guy. Because the halacha is that kedushin is tofes. The first kedushin was a good kedushin. Right? Just he's not allowed to live with her until she gets chalitza. So before he consummates the marriage and he makes nesuin, let her get chalitza from the brother of her deceased husband. Vim kohen hu, shim tachlots tehe asura lo. But if the new husband's a kohen, and if she'll get chalitza from the old husband's brother, she won't be able to consummate the marriage with this kohen. Samchinan ad rabbanan, we are samach ad rabbanan, for amrinan lav nefilu. And we say, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that it's not a nefil. The ain't a chalitza, and she had a viable child when, what's it called, after her husband died, and the neila, he what's it called? She doesn't need chalitza. The ursom of Ravahachi kitakamras. So Ravina said to Rav Shravya, right? You're right. Rava did say what you said at night, right? The achazu v'achazu chalotzes. They both need chalitza, and if she won't be able to continue the marriage with the kohen, tough luck. Uletzaf rahadar bei v'amar eishes kohen ena chalitzes. In the morning, he was mekel. And he said that the Neshes Kohen can be somach on the fact that the baby was viable and not get chalitza, nor that she can continue to be married to this Kohen. Omer le Rav Shravi, le Ravina, sherisua below chalitza, you were matter her to get married without chalitza. Such a big kula that a child that died within 30 days, we're not sure, kololo chadoshav, and you permitted her to get married on the basis that child's a viable child, v'avrisu ad rabban sharab shimon, and with that you went against what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, who said for sure if a child died within 30 days, and we don't know if he was a full-term child or not, that he's definitely, or at least a suffic nefo, yehi rava de tishron chelev b'achilev, right? May it be Hashem's will that you're able to be matur chelev, you have a lot of power to be matur things that are osur. Right? I couldn't find anybody who speaks why. What was his idea? I mean, he's being at least sarcastic, right? But what's the Yehi Rava, maybe Hashem's will that you're Mater Chalev? Exactly what's going on? I couldn't find anybody who speaks about it. Okay. Just some points. I'm not going to go through the whole Inyan of Nefil. It's a very complicated sugya, a lot of different shitas, but just going to tell you the factors that are significant. There are three factors that determine whether a child is a viable child or not. One is it a full-term baby or not? One thing. Is it an eighth-month baby or a ninth-month baby? Or could be a seventh-month baby, too. In fact, some babies that are born in the eighth month, the Gemara says, really is a seventh-month baby. Some other children can be either full-term or part-term. this, that's part term is 7 months, even not complete 7 months, and that baby can live. Or it could be a full 9 month baby. But if a baby's born in the 8th month, in the time of Chazal, most shittos hold that bizman hazeh, nature has changed, as in many things, and 8 month babies can survive very nicely. But even if we're sure it's an 8 month baby. But in the time of Chazal, a child born in the 8th month from a pregnancy couldn't survive, basically. It was a rare thing. And therefore, a child born in the 8th month, what's it called, was it considered an nafa? We know for sure it was the 8th month. Now, there's another factor, though. If the simanim, what's it called, it has hair, fingernails, it looks as a completed baby, that's also significant, right? Sometimes that is enough to let us know it's not an 8th month baby, if it's kalulo, or what's it called, gomer simanim. And the last thing is that it remained, that it lived 30 days. Some situations, if it lives 30 days, even if we know for sure it's an 8th month baby, it's not a nafa. It's only a baby that died within the 30 days or till the 30 days, it's a suffix nafa. After 30 days, not. There's what's it called, some hold that if it's vadaya ben ches, and also it doesn't have fingernails and hair or whatever, then it until 30 days doesn't help with a baby like that. It's sure an 8th month baby, and it doesn't have fingernails and hair, then 30 days won't take it out of a suffix nafil either. 20 years takes it out. The first 20 years of the baby's life, he remains a suffix nafil.
He's books on Shabbos.
Lechar. At 20, he gets a big mazel tov, right? He's alive. Another shayla over here. So those are the three factors that are significant. There's another machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Balamor, right? We said that if the baby died from outside causes, then that's better, because then there's no reyesa that maybe what's it called, it was a nafil, okay? Because we don't know if it's a full-term baby or not, and it died within 30 days, so it depends how it died. If it got run over by a car, eaten by a lion, so we say there's no reyesa, and could be that it was considered a viable baby. But if it pihekumes, if it belched and died, right, knows it never really had a full life, it died from the slightest thing, then that in itself adds to the possibility that it was a nafil. What happens if the baby got sick, got pneumonia within 30 days, and died from the pneumonia? So it's not like it got eaten by a lion, but it's not like it just gripped and died either. Is a sickness considered like being eaten by a lion, or is a sickness considered that probably got sick because it was a nafil? Looks like if it belched. So that's a machlokas rishon, which or what it's like. Okay. There's another machlokas over here. Vadai ben ches. The Gemara said before that we mal a child who's a suffix ben ches, mimanavshach. If it's alive, there's a mitzvah to mal a child. If it's not alive, you're not doing anything wrong. What about a child who's for sure ben ches? So there he's mukta. Right? Because, what's it called, the child, it's not a vadi ben ches, not muktzah, because it's a mitzvah milah. But here there's no mitzvah, it's vadi ben ches. It's muktzah on Shabbos, right? The mother is only like we had before, before I came back, right? That the mother is allowed to nurse him for the mother's sake. She shouldn't give us that kana. But the kid is, there's no pikuach nefesh even for the kid. So, there are shitas at hold that a vadi ben ches, you don't mal on Shabbos. There's no manifshach anymore. Over there, it's tam. It's what's it called, the word matir, to be over the Isurim of Stam cutting up the kid when we know for sure he's a Ben Ches, he's a Nefer. So him you don't mal on Shabbos. What? Right. But this L'chor, it should be that, so mal him, just in case later on he'll make it past 30 days or make it to 20 years. Yeah, okay, I'm saying, but it could be that, fine. But even if he's a mace, you're just cutting a piece of meat. So why not do it anyway? And maybe what's it called later on? You're not even Mechal Shabbos. Well, no, we're not even matter that because there's no taka, there's no mitzvah. By Avelis, we had also, right? The what's it called? If so, the halacha is like this: the Mechaber Paskins by Avelis, that if you're not sure whether the child is full term or not, right? Then if he dies within 30 days, you're not misabel. After 30 days, you are. If you're sure that it's not a full term baby, then even after 30 days, you're not misabel. That after 30 days, you are misabel.
about before
even
30
by
days?
4-30 days you're not masabel, unless here again the factors, there's machlokas here in the Rishonim, so I'm going to go into it, right? But what happens if it's before 30 days but it has fingernails and hair? I'm not sure if it's a full term baby or not, right? And some hold that what's it called, that you are masabel.
Nowadays, full-term baby or not, that doesn't...
That doesn't, right. That doesn't make a difference. The main thing is, if Nigmar Simonov, if it has fingernails and hair, right, or it lasted 30 days.
And it's also until 20 years?
What? There, the 20 years is like a... No, usually 30 days is...
It's a Vadei Ben...
Well, Vadei Ben Ches, today it's not Nav Gemina. Okay, and Avelis is more kuladik anyway. We what's it called? We go either after the makel in Avelis, or we are makel and say that the child's probably not viable and therefore you're not misabel. What's it called? Then there's the union of Yibum Chalitza is Nogeya. Is the kid's viable or not? Is the woman need Yibum or not? Does she have a child or not? And Pikuach Nefesh. Are you allowed to Michal Shabbos to save this kid? We know of Ben Ches for sure. You're not allowed to Michal Shabbos. He's not alive. So you can't. There's no pikuach nefesh, right? And the halacha, the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, right? That if it's a suffix, whether he's a full-term baby or not, and lo nigmar simonov, and he doesn't have hair, and then you're not Michal Shabbos to save his life, because it could be he never had a keses chayim. You can suffix pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos when somebody was for sure alive, and we're not sure if his life's in danger, but he wasn't ever for sure alive. That kind of suffix, you don't say that pikuach nefesh is docheh Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. But, yeah. No, that's the same thing. No, this is no, if the child died within 30 days before the father died.
No, if the child lived until the age of three, then
yeah.
Died, and then the father died.
Yeah.
Children.
Ah, so when he died, she didn't have children.
Yeah.
Yes, the first was Enchanan. What's it called? When he died, there were no children.
There
were no children. Yeah. Okay. Was the fact that he had children before doesn't. That's what shadows. When he died, what the Shalasa Rashi says, he died after. What's it called? She had the baby after he died. Because if the baby died before he died, then there's no shadows.
There's no shadows.
Right. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, the Gemara says, by an androgynous is a hermaphrodite. That's a baby that has both sexes. And a tumtum is a baby, we don't know what his sex is. He's covered up. Tumtum means he's covered up. And we don't know if he is a zacher. If you'll open him and operate on him, maybe you'll find the, what's it called, the Ivori zacher. And maybe not. Maybe he's in a cave. Okay. But androgynous is both. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can mal an androgynous on Shabbos. Omrav Shizbi, Omrav Chizda, lo lechol Omrav Yehuda, androgynous zacher. Not for every halacha did Rabbi Yehuda say an androgynous has the law of a zacher. Right? Who? Only by Mila. Sheimata Omer Kain be'erich in Ye'arech. Because if the halacha would be that an androgynous is considered a zacher, then if somebody said Erech Ploni Olai, who's an androgynous, he should have to give the erich of a zacher. The erichin is, there's a set amount per sex and per age of the person, how much, if a person says erki olai, I'm giving my erich to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a set chart the Torah gives of how much you have to give. If you say erich ploni olai, there's a set chart also to how much you have to give for that person based on his sex and based on his, what's it called, on his age. So the halacha is, that if you, it has to be either a male or a female. It can't be someone who's either both or that we don't know who he is. Okay? D'tanya, hazachar, dafka azachar. Right? Velo tumtum vadriganus. You don't, there's no erich, there's no value, right, in this chart for a person who's not a, he has to be a for sure male, and not someone who's both male and female, or someone we're not sure if he's male or not. So fine, so he won't be considered a man, a male, to have that chart, but he'll be considered a female. And he'll be nerach kafi, the value of a female of that age. Talmud lomar hazachar, either a zachar or a nekeva. Nashron, you need a ribui over here. Hazacher tells me only a full zacher. Im nekeva, an extra word im, only a full nekeva. Okay? Zacher vadai, nekeva vadois. It has to be a zacher for sure or a nekeva for sure. The lo tumtum andriganus. But a tumtum andriganus are not for sure. A zacher and a nekeva, there's no erich. Right? And you know, you're a potter, you don't give anything. Okay. If you say the word erich, if you say dami olai, my value, that's a different halacha, then you appraise the person how much you'd be worth to be sold as a slave, and he has to give that amount, and that applies to anybody. Doesn't make a difference the age, doesn't make a difference the sex, whatever the going rate for slaves is at that person's age, right, that's what you have to pay. So Mara says, so you see from here that the halacha of Erechin, and what's it called, a person is not considered a male if he's an androgynous. Okay, even though he's both male and female, he's not considered a male. Ustam Safra, Rabbi Yehuda. This brisa is in the Safra, Torah's Kohen. And the Stam Safra goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that androgynous is not a male, legabe Erechin, only legabe Mila. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Afanan, Nami Tanina. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, we also have a brisa that says that. Hakol Sheirim. We have a Mishnah that says that. Hakol Sheirim Lekadesh. Everybody is kosher to be Mekadesh Mechatos. In other words, a Paraduma can mix the afer with the water and make the concoction of Paraduma. Chutz Mecherishot to the cotton. Except for a Cherishot to the cotton, right? They need Das in order to be Mekadesh the water. And what's it called? And the water and the afer and a cherishot of a cotton are not included. Rabbi Yehuda machsher b'cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says a cotton could do it. Uposo b'isha v'andriganus. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an isha or an andriganus can't do it. Mashma andriganus has the same din as a woman, not a man. Shema mino umayshno mila. Why is mila different? Mishum d'chsev hi molachem kol zachor. Kol zachor. Anybody who has any male attribute, you have to mop. So an androgynous, what's it called, has some part of him is male. Right now, it's mashmur here that you need a mute to tell me that by what was an androgynous without any ribuyim or mute? Right? There's a contradiction here. Because if an androgynous is considered a male stam, but by erechin, since it says mi zachor, the im nekeva, right, that's why there he's not considered a male, then by Mila, even if there wouldn't be a reboy, he'd also be a male, right? You'd have to know. And if an androgynous is not considered a male, and therefore by Mila you need a special pasuk that tells me kol zachar, any amount of male, then why do you need a pasuk by Erechin to exclude him? He's normally not a male. It's only by Mila's special halacha. Tosa says that really an androgynous is considered what's it called a male. You wouldn't need a pasuk by Mila. Except once we have a miut by Erechin, I might think you learn Mila from Erechin to make him potter. So I need a special pasuk. Tell me, don't learn from Erechin. That's how it works out. So there's a different way, but it's not, the steer is blatant. Why do you need a ribui to be marben androgynous if over here you need a miut to be mayan androgynous? What is he normally? Right? What's the status quo? If the status quo is male, then you need to tell me he's not a male in those places. You don't need to tell me he is a male. If the status quo is not a male, you need a rebut to tell me he is a male, like by Mila, but you don't need a pasuk to tell me he's not a male by Erech. So basically, that's what Tosa says, the final thing, that he is a male, and he would, what's it called, really have to have a Mila without any pasuk. But since we have a miut by Erechin, I might learn from Erechin if it wouldn't be that yet a special male. And other places where we don't have any reboy, you learn from Erechin that he's not a male. Rashi. Lo lechol omer Rabbi Yehuda, lo lechol dover omer Rabbi Yehuda d'andriganus zacharhu, elo le'inyin mila bilvad. De yolef le'rim mibu'u dekro le'kamon. Rashi seems to learn that an androgynous is not a male, and you need the pasuk by mila to tell me that he's a male. Shemata omer zacharhu lechol dover be'erechin ye'orech, ha'omer erko alai yarichehu. If somebody said, I'm giving the Erech of this androgynous, he should have to pay a certain amount of a male. Hazacher, hey yusera kadorish. Hey is extra. The gabi nekeva dorish v'im yusera. V'im nekeva. Two extra words. So there it limits them and it excludes them from being considered an androgynous, a male or a female. He's not either. Right? Shaila, what's it called, similar to this, if you give somebody two names, right, is he considered name for anybody? You name him for two different people. So now he's called Yaakov Moshe. He's named for Yaakov and Moshe. Is he, what's it called, Yaakov and Moshe? Or he's neither, because he's Yaakov Moshe. This one was Yaakov, this one was Moshe. Neither one were Yaakov Moshe. Is an androgynous has male and female? Is he both, or is he neither? Because he has both. He's male and not a male, because males don't have female organs. And he's not a female, because females don't have male organs. So the shaila is he both, or is he neither? That's really the shaila of him.
What do you name him?
What?
What do you name him?
What do you name him? Yaakov Miriam. The Gabi Nekeva Doris V'im Yisair V'lo Tumtum Androgynous. The Hastam Safra, who the Betoris Kohanim, Tanya Law, the Stam Safra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Safra goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lekadish Mechatas, Losses Efer Amayim. Here we're not talking about getting married, we're talking about putting the Efer of the Paradum on the water and making the concoction of Efer Par. Machshir Bekot Neposel Be'ishat, Tami Mefarish Beseder Yoma Per Gimel. You want to know the reason? Look in Yuma, why Rabbi Yehuda argues whether a cotton is mutter to do it or an Isha is not permitted. Androgynous shma minod Rabbi Yehuda ki isha mashvile. Androgynous is like a woman in this for these halachas. Kol zachar Rabbi Yehuda. By Mila it says kol zachar. That's a reboy that tells me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an androgynous needs Mila, and Mameli can do it even on Shabbos.